Blog Talk Radio.
Excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where miracles, synchronicities, and magic can occur. Tishner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. The Posse of Angels have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate, as they give very down-to-earth practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. So, like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel guidance. You can call into the show. That call-in number is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance for myself And my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, it's a very important day at Angel Healing House Radio. Welcome, everybody, because today is my birthday. Now, a reminder that in honor of my birthday today, I am having a contest just for today where each caller that calls into the show will go into a random draw for one person to win a free intuitive counseling and Reiki session or free angel reading with me, Claire Candy Hoff. And these sessions are normally priced $200. Now, just a reminder to everyone that with this show airing every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m., if you're not able to listen to the shows, you can listen whenever it's convenient to your schedule because of the almost 150 shows, weekly shows that I've done over the last 3 years, they have all been archived on the Blog Talk Radio site. You know, I have one client, well, I have many clients in Australia, but one client in particular who emailed me that she looks so forward to putting her baby down for a nap in the afternoon so that she can sit down with a cup of tea and listen to the archive shows as she gets her fix of spiritual wisdom for the week. She went on to say that it is uncanny how each topic is so relevant as to what she's experiencing and that it provides her with the inspiration, the information, and motivation to apply to her own life. And no matter where and when you're listening, it's always so great to have each and every one of you along. Also, I'd like to acknowledge a beautiful review that I received this week for my inspirational channel book, Angels of Faith. This book was downloaded to Claire from God himself. The pureness of Claire's soul radiates from her book, and if you've ever had or have the chance to meet her, it is the sweetest experience. I read this book in my classroom while my students were working, and I was crying in the class. Thank goodness the students didn't see me wiping my tears. Claire is an angel here on assignment. Read this book for a taste of heaven on earth. I truly say that I love Claire and thank God she is here on earth. And that's from Tabina in New Jersey. I see that we have several callers holding on the line for not only the angel readings, but each and every one of you. Stay on the line and you will go automatically into the contest for that one caller to be randomly chosen to win a free session. If you are a regular listener, you know that I take about 15 to 20 minutes to talk about the topic of the day. And, of course, what else would the topic of today be called but October 7th, Happy Birthday, Claire Candy Hoff. Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday, dear Candy, happy birthday to me. You know, listeners, it never ceases to amaze me every time I hear someone say, oh, I would rather forget my birthday. Or perhaps they say, I never make a fuss about my birthday, as it just draws attention to my age. I guess if one chooses a limiting view to see their age as any sort of a determinant as to what they can do, what they can be, and also to actually what they can have, or as to whether they can experience the fulfillment of their desires, then I can see why many people would absolutely dread their birthdays. If one has been programmed to believe that with the advancing of their age, they will not be able to live their dreams, then this energetic limitation and lack of faith will be like a self-fulfilling prophecy for them. For instance, perhaps people hate birthdays because with advancing age, they expect to physically deteriorate and get ill, or that their dreams have an expiration date and can only be experienced when they are young. You know, this astounds me, as I have never, ever equated the celebrating of my birthday with age at all. I choose to celebrate and get very excited about my existence, and my celebrations are not just relegated to my physical birth. For you see, I am celebrating the God essence of my eternal existence, and how unique and how special an energy I truly am. And this applies to each and every person out there, that you have this unbelievable, unique energy, and it is just for you and you alone, and not shared by anyone. Now, having died twice with two near-death experiences that I experienced, I've had the good fortune to experience what it's like when we shed our physical human suit and when we return to true essence and spirit. Did you know, listeners, that when we physically cross over, even though we shed our outer physical form, that out of all the billions and trillions of souls in heaven, other souls can very easily recognize who we are by our singular and distinctive energetic frequency that we hold. And there might be similar frequencies held by others, but there is no other matching frequency, any space, in any time, and any dimension that holds our exact energetic frequency. And that is what I am celebrating today. And even though each and every one of us has this extraordinary, unique, divine, energetic essence within us, it is what we do with it that determines whether we are going to be happy, joy-filled, and excited and passionate when our birthdays come around, or whether we are going to be sad on that day when our birthday comes around, having chosen to put our focus and our attention and energy on things that are not joy-filled. Perhaps we're putting our attention and our focus on lack, on things that cause us grief, like anger and judgment, not forgiving others, there's a big one, resentment, regret, or feeling unfulfilled in any way. And because birthdays have always been a wonderful, an absolutely wonderful opportunity to look back over the previous year to see what lessons we've learned, or in some cases, the lessons that we haven't learned, and to look back and see what has happened, let's take a peek back at Claire Candy Huff's past year. You know, listeners, in the past year, I have really, truly learned the value of money and how to value it. The Posse of Angels is saying that this is one of the major lessons that humans ask to learn when they write the contract of their lives. And this lesson can best be learned when our finances are less than abundant and they become very lean to non-existent. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that many of us have been programmed to get our identity and sense of self-worth by having ample money supply. But when sources of money dry up, our faith gets tested to see if we will still see ourselves as worthy and deserving and abundant, regardless of the money in our bank account, and whether we will remain grateful for what we have been blessed with in lean times. Now, the Posse of Angels are speaking about being grateful for our health, grateful for clean air to breathe, grateful for clean water, grateful for a roof over our heads, grateful for people who love us, grateful for so many other innumerable things in our lives. With my wonderful experiences this past year, I've honored my priceless value in being who I am, and I now know that my self-worth and my identity is not beholden on my bank account. for though funds were low, this did not stop me from richly creating with passion and feeling so abundant and wealthy, giving freely with my heart as I gave away countless readings, free readings on my shows. Now, another huge experience that I drew to myself was finding out that I had been betrayed by somebody who was very dear and close to me. This betrayal came in the form of withholding some news that directly affected me, and yet I heard about the news from another person. Even with all my spiritual knowledge and angelic feelings, the initial shock in finding out about this information, well, it hurt me terribly, and it created great sadness within. But as I gave myself time to process this news, I allowed myself to see it from an angel's point of view. As I did this, I was able to see that this person had chosen to withhold the news in order to perpetuate their own energy of blame and playing victim, when in fact their actions had nothing to do with me. Once this settled into the deepest core of my soul, I was very easily able to wish this person well, sending them great healing light and prayers of absolute unconditional love. And lastly, as things usually come in threes, I finally let go and surrendered my overly analytical, logical, and rationalizing brain, and I chose to break the stranglehold of my linear, limited mind, which was always trying to figure life out. Now, in this way, I surrendered to the grace of God and angels, allowing them to show me how to best co-create and dance with life. Now, in this way, I've become so good at hearing the music from God and the angels to help set my feet moving and tapping and swaying with the rhythm of life, opening my heart to follow the amazing beat of the universe as it shows me the direction to step forward and the timing in which to do so. Now, in celebration of the amazing wonderment of the celebration of who we are, I would like to read a poem by the extraordinary writer whose books contain such wise spiritual wisdom, and many adults are not familiar with this spiritual sage, as his wisdom is hidden in the form of children's books. From the book, Happy Birthday to You, that my daddy gave me on my 8th birthday. And this is from Dr. Seuss. Today you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is more youer than you. You know, if we didn't have birthdays, you wouldn't be you. If we'd never been born, well, then what would you do? If you'd never been born, well, then what would you be? You might be a fish or a toad in a tree. You might be a doorknob or three baked potatoes. You might be a bag full of hard green tomatoes, or worse than all that, why, you might be a wasn't. A wasn't has no fun at all. No, he doesn't. A wasn't just isn't. He just isn't present. But you, you are you, and now isn't that pleasant. I am lucky to be who I am. Thank goodness I'm not a clam or a ham or a dusty old jar of gooseberry jam. I am what I am. That's a great thing to be. And if I say so myself, happy birthday to me. So let's get this party started. There's so many of you on the switchboard. Let's go to the lines and see who we will have to go into the random drawing for that one person to win a counseling session with me or an angel reading in honor of my birthday today. Let's go to the line 805. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Beth calling from California. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much, Beth. How's life been for you?
It's going very well. Just having, moving through a lot of energy and calling to ask you if you can give me some assistance with some energy about moving around my kind of like adopted daughter and her stuff with her personality and how I'm to move forward and can unconditionally love her in spite of her personality.
Okay. You know what? You chose her, and you chose, and the Posse of Angels are saying, you chose her, and you chose your mother to be exactly alike. Okay. You did this in order for you to not become involved. It's very easy to think that this is, well, they're saying it's not your dog. You know, they need, and I just say what they're giving and showing me. They are playing this role in your life to see if you will react, to see if you will give away any of your energy and drain yourself at all, or will you step back and just remain absolutely unattached to it, and whatever they say is, I bless you on your journey. I certainly wouldn't want anybody to tell me how to walk my journey or what to say or do or think. So go with God's blessings and be well. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for beautiful Beth. Does any of that resonate?
Yeah, I'm just, it's just that my issue, absolutely resonates. My issue is about being the way I'm treated also. Like I didn't stand up for myself because of what was going on, and because she was under stress, and I let it build and build, and so now I'm paying for it physically because of holding on to it, and now all of a sudden it's ready to be communicated, and I'm not in a space that can do it in a very loving way. So
okay.
Yeah,
Go
ahead.
I was going to say the best thing that you can do is to understand that if we do anything anymore that is not in alignment with who we are, this causes a blockage in our body. And because we are so high vibrational now, and from now on, if somebody is not honoring you or disrespecting you or not being in alignment, they want you to use your wonderful vocal skills, your great communication, and they want you to speak up for yourself. And they say, oh, well, that was okay with you all along or in the past, all you have to say is, it's not okay with me now.
Yeah.
That's all you have to say. And just set your boundaries. The Lover's card came out. This is about a choice. You have a choice as to how you will, show and demonstrate to people how you want to be treated. The next one comes out is the Judgment card. This is certainly not judgment, but it's about a new phase and a new beginning in your life as to how you will show people that you're going to be treated. And all of these are the Seven of Pentacles, well-seeded, well-planted seeds, and it will keep you in good stead because people will see you in a very different light from now on as somebody who honors themselves, and they will treat you honorably. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Beth.
Oh, very well. Thank you so much, and thank you for a birthday present from you to me.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. Thank
you,
sweetie.
Look after yourself.
Love you
God
too,
bless
sweetie.
You.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
You too, sweetie pie.
Bye.
Thanks so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you so much, lovely Beth, and you're going into the draw for that free reading. Let's go to the next caller. We've got oodles of callers on the line. Go up here. 631, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Suzanne, and I wanted a reading, if you could, with either Love Life, my son, or getting a job. I'm subbing now. Anything with that?
Okay, you're speaking about your love life. You're speaking about your career. Okay, all of these things have to do with how much you're honoring yourself in your life. Suzanne, do you allow yourself to be compromised or settle for anything less than makes your heart sing?
I guess so.
if you guess so, it's kind of like being a little bit pregnant. Either you are or you're not. And if you say it, you guess so, then you are. And if you are compromising in any area of your life, then because the laws of cause and effect, the universe must send you more compromise. That will be. And
well, with work, I'm subbing in hopes of getting a full-time job, but I just don't want to quit that. I started off with that again, so.
I know this. But what they're saying is, if you feel compromised, so.
Not with work, no, I mean.
I know. And the work that I do is not work for me. I mean, this is not work for me. This is a joy. This is breathing. It doesn't matter what's in my bank account. I already think I have all the money in the world. But no matter what's in my bank account, I would always do this because this makes my heart sing. What makes your heart sing, Suzanne?
I would like to be a teacher assistant.
Okay, so the posse. I'm shuffling the cards, and the posse of angels want you to do an exercise every night. Okay, they want you to get in a quiet place. They want you to. You can light a candle if you want. You can quiet yourself down, and this is what they want you to say. They want you to say, thank you for my extraordinary job as a teacher's assistant. Oh, my gosh, I cannot believe what the universe gave me. I work with the most amazing people. I get monetarily paid, remunerated for doing work that I love doing with great people at a great location, and the kids are great, and the whole environment is wonderful. And then I want you to visualize and feel in your heart the feelings that you're going to feel as if it's already given to you. These are the energies that got to bring it into the present moment. The energies about, oh, it's not mine yet. There are too few jobs for too many teachers, aides out there. That's going to push it all away. Because the answer the universe does, all the universe knows is either positive or negative energy. And if you visualize and feel as if it's already yours, those energies go out into the universe, and those abundant energies go out, and what comes back to you, abundant opportunities and abundant connections that are in alignment with the fulfillment of the intention in your heart. Do you think you can do that every night?
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's the kicker, Suzanne. When you get that job, I don't care. Don't you tell the universe how or when it has to come to you. But if you're doing it with the fulfillment in your heart that you already have it, when you get that job, I want you to write an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com, and you say, I can't believe it. It worked. Would you tell me that? Would you tell me that confirmation when you get your teacher's aid job?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let me go to the cards and see what comes after you. And also, the same thing with your love life. They want you to stop searching for love because the love that you're searching for is the fulfillment, the joy, the self-love, the peace, the creativity, the absolute bliss inside. Because once you have all of that within, then you will draw naturally to yourself because like attracts like, that same energy on the outside. Oh, look at you. The Page of Cups. This is the proposal card. Oh, my gosh. A new emotional situation for you. Well, isn't that nice? If you do the same thing with your job as you will with your love life, and you create that space and you say, thank you, universe, God and the angels, whatever you want to call it, thank you. Thank you for this new love of mine. He's exactly what my heart desires. We have so much fun together. We go shopping together. We have kissy face. We, you know, watch the same movies. Whatever it is you want. Feel that feeling as if he's already yours, because he is, but not yet in the physical dimension. And then you honor yourself. So this page of cups says if you change what you're doing, that love will come to you. The next card is the Five of Pentacles. And certainly the situation that you've been creating is only because you haven't really felt as if he's already yours, as if that job is already yours. So, and then the next card is the Emperor, which then you'll be the boss of your world, and you'll be able to navigate very magically through this world through your energy. So I hope that's been helpful for you today, Suzanne.
Oh, yes, it has. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have an absolutely blessed day. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you, Suzanne. You're in the draw. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to, let me see, let me just write this one down because this one's not on, and I don't want to lose any one of you. Make sure you all go in that drawing. Okay. 443, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Who am I speaking with?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Maryland. Okay. And how has life been for Kathy?
Pretty good.
What has anything new come about in your life?
I think I have more joy in my life.
Isn't that wonderful? And what did you do? Tell the listeners what you did to get more joy in your life.
I would have to say I'm just trying to have more fun and enjoy myself and just pray and be happy.
It's interesting. You allowed more joy in your life because you made the decision to be happy.
Right.
And that's how simple life works. You know, it doesn't depend on our circumstances either. I mean, we all have our challenges. You know, people ask me, Candy, do you ever in your life, you're always so upbeat and happy, do you ever go through financial challenges? Do you ever go through emotional things? You have no idea. I mean, I was absolutely so betrayed, somebody so close to my heart in April. And I just had to deal with it and see it from an angel's point of view. Money has been tight left, right, and center for my husband and myself. And it doesn't impinge on my choice of being happy and seeing the world.
Mm.
It is a choice. It is that simple. Because two people can have the same experience. One can choose to see it as a blessing, and one can choose to see it as a tragedy. Same exact experience.
Yeah. And also I knew that I wasn't doing things for myself. I was always doing things for other people. So now I switched it around a little.
There you go. Because if I am not for myself, who will be for me? You know, there are so many, I see so many women out there, many of them who do have breast cancer. They're so busy nurturing themselves. And many of them, you know, they haven't chosen to nurture themselves. And it's so very important to have that balance in life. I had somebody put on my Facebook page, you know, have a beautiful birthday and allow your husband Pete to spoil you and let him. I have no problem and it's not even spoiling me. Both of us to each other and both of us open to receive. And if you have that flow in life, then life can always give to you.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So what's your question today, Kathy?
Well, I would like to know any messages from my angel.
Let's just leave it wide open, because you have tapped in to being the alchemist. That's what they're saying to you while I'm shuffling the cards. If there was one card that I would draw for you, maybe it'll come out in the three, but I would draw the magician card for you, because you now understand that it's not what happens to you, it's your perception of what happens to you. And in any single second, you can choose to be happy, to find the joy and the utter magic and wonderment and enchantment of life.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, you are the alchemist. Let's see what cards come out for lovely Kathy today. Okay. First card is the King of Wands. And they're saying that you are going to experience a successful life in all facets of what you do. It will lead to your success because you're genuinely balanced, you're genuinely concerned. It's like you're looking at the big picture in life. That's what you're doing. You're generous, your actions are inspirational, and this is only going to lead to more success in your life. Whoa, Kathy, look at this, two kings in a row, King of Wands and King of Cups. You're trusting the universe, and your ability now is you can accomplish anything that you put your mind to. Because, you know, what do you do creatively, Kathy?
Make jewelry.
Okay. They're applauding you for that because it brings you so much joy. And you have such a warm, generous personality. You're trusting. You're seeing the big picture in life. And the third one that's going to come out is also the Queen of Wands. Oh, my gosh, this is such a regal reading. You can do anything you want right now. There is no holding you back. Oh, they're screaming in my ear, Kathy, dream bigger than you have been dreaming.
Wow.
You're dreaming too small. With the King of Wands and the King of Cups and the Queen of Wands, you are royalty. You can have, do, and be anything. They want you to go tonight, and they want you to sit down. They want you to call in your archangels, your angels, your spirit guides, and say, whoa, guys, I have been dreaming too small. This is what I intend for my life. And they want you to turn the Bunsen burner under your intentions, and they want you to ramp it up to what you really do want in life.
Wow. Hmm.
Can
That's
you
amazing.
Do that to the Posse of Angels?
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. You do go in the drawing. Have an absolutely blessed day.
I hope you have a great birthday, the rest of it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Kathy. And that goes for all of us. You can choose in any moment whether you want to be happy or not, whether you want to be joyful or not. Let's go to our next caller. It's hard to keep track of all of these callers on the line here. Okay, let me see. Which one will we go to next? 630, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Mia. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Mia.
Hi,
Mia.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so, so very much. How is life for Mia?
It's going well. Can I receive a message from the angels?
You sure can. In any particular area, Mia?
Finance and career, or romance, anywhere the angels want to tell me is fine with me. Health, anything.
Okay. Anything. Okay, let's go to Mia's life, career, romance. The funny thing is, people think they're two different, two different areas, but they all have to do with whether we're honoring ourselves, whether we're accepting, you know, something that compromises our soul, compromises who we are, and if we turn the mirror back on ourselves, and we are choosing joy, We are choosing self-love and love for others, unconditional love. If we've forgiven, if we take accountability for our lives, then we go on to paint a beautiful portrait for our lives, and we can see the result of that. Okay, three cards for lovely Mia. Let's see what comes out. Okay, what's this one? First card for you. Is there a decision that you have to make, my dear, in one of these areas?
Yes. Like career. I will have to switch career.
Okay. Are you going to something that if you did have all the money in the world, would you still be doing it?
Yes.
Perfect. Then go, they're saying, go where your heart is telling you to go. If you get that wiggly, happy feeling about working there, you know, everything is for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. Even if you have to go there for a short amount of time to meet that one person that has that relevant information for you, and then that person says, you know, you would be great at this new level position. And then suddenly the amount of clients that I've told, you know, them to follow their hearts, and then they step into a position, and then from there it leads to something else. Always follow your intuition. They're saying stop any worry or lack of self-confidence or anything like that. All you need to do is just release yourself from that and to step forward. Knowing there's, oh, and the, perfect, okay, wonderful, Ace of Wands comes in. This is your gift, and it's an opportunity. It's a new opportunity in your career, the chance to do something amazing. They want you to step forward, and they're saying it's going to lead to beautiful things for you. Okay, next one comes in is the Strength card, the strength to have the courage and the empowerment of your convictions. And to know that there's only what Mia desires, there only ever has been what Mia desires. And if you honor and respect yourself, then the universe will send you back honor and respect tenfold for you. So this is a great reading, and it's a confirmation of you stepping forward into that new career.
Wow.
So I hope that's been helpful.
Yeah, it sounds good.
It does sound good, and all you got to do is follow your heart. Your heart never steers you wrong. Don't jump up, start analyzing things. Bring it down to your heart, and you'll be fine. So hope that's been helpful, and have an absolutely blessed day.
Oh, thank you. You too. Bless you.
Okay, take care, Mia. Bye.
Bye.
Let's go to our next caller, 315. You are on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. Who am I speaking with?
Hello. Happy birthday. This is Annette.
I'm sorry, what was your name? Annette, where are you calling from?
New York.
Oh, New York. I'm a New York girl. Now tell me, Annette.
You go.
There you go. What's your life been like these past couple months?
Not very good, actually. And I'm trying very hard to get my life in order, and it seems like I just keep getting set back. And I'm really trying to use everything creative to get out of it, and it's not working.
Okay. First of all, they're saying stop listening to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Stop that. Nobody knows Annette's heart like you know Annette's heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't matter if it's family, doesn't matter if it's friends, doesn't matter if it's a group, an organization, it doesn't matter what it is. If you allow yourself to sit in silence and you say to yourself, Annette, I am what I am, and I am important to me. And I'm allowed to have my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, my opinions, and I will make the decisions for my life. And then you honor yourself and you stick to that. you have the courage and the strength to stick to that. Now, I know a lot of people, they haven't been brought up that way, and many of us who have had marriages, I mean, I divorced in 1998, because, you know, I was codependent and I allowed to myself to be controlled. But I turned things around for myself by being the captain of my own ship and making my own decisions. And some of the seas have been smooth and some of the seas have been rough. But through it all, I wouldn't change one thing because I am the captain of my own ship. And they're saying for you, Annette, it's time for you to make your own decisions and to stop draining yourself from, you know, from allowing different people's opinions and things out there. So the more that you can be crystal clear as to what your intention is and what makes your heart sing. Now, what makes your heart sing, Annette? Let's talk about that.
Basically, just not having the, there's a lot of tension around me, you know.
A lot of tension from other people?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. The first thing they're saying is the only reason that there would be tension with somebody else is because you're expecting a different outcome. You're attached to the way they're behaving, and that has nothing to do with you. That has nothing to do with you. You're allowing them to drain your energy. And you know what? There's a couple things you can do. You can limit the time that you have with these people. You can tell them what they're saying or how they're dishonoring you, how that affects you. And if they're not going to, you can't expect somebody else to change because you can't control them, but you can tell them how it makes you feel. And if they're not going to temper their ways, then you'll just have to limit the amount of time you have with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A great thing to do would be to forgive. And you forgive others, not for them, but to lift the burden of unforgiveness off your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're mere actors in the theater of your life. And what they're doing is you contracted them to be there to see if you will allow yourself to be drained. Because one of the things we learn from contrasting people is tolerance, patience, acceptance, and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. But that's what they teach us. So
now I have this like really big, it's like I really want to move, and I'm not normally like that. I'm usually a homebody, but it's just like I was selling the stuff out of my home. I'm a former realtor, so I thought, okay, I got to get my house cleaned out. I live by myself. I'm not really in good shape health-wise, and it was like, okay, I'm going to release all these things that are in my home that are attachments to so-and-so and so-and-so. You know, there's a lot of stuff in my home that was attached to other people. And I'm usually the type that hangs on to that. I mean, I'll hang on to anything that reminds me of so-and-so. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I've released a lot of that. And it's just like I'm trying to count on professional people to help me out. I'm in a financial bind right now with my health and things like that. And and it's like I contracted, you know, professional people to help me out, and it's like they're not doing their job. And it doesn't matter if I get a new one, I'm still in the same place. You know?
Okay. All right. The energies behind which you contracted these people, the energies inside of yourself, were one of feeling like nobody was helping you out.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to change the energies inside of you by sitting just as those other two callers and saying, thank you, God and the angels. Thank you, universe. Thank you for sending me wonderful people to help me in this situation.
Okay.
Thank you. And enumerate. They're happy, they're giving, they're kind, they're gentle, they're trustworthy, they're reliable, they're responsible. You know, I am so blessed to have these people in my life. And you show me. I don't have to go looking for it because I'm a child of God. You show me the how and the when of them turning up. Because God knows our prayers way before we even pray them. So let me go to the cards and see what cards come out for lovely Annette.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. Let's see. Oh, perfect. The money, this is just a new beginning around money, but it's a new begin. It says it's your lucky day because this reading or what the Posse of Angels have told you to act as if it's already here is going to change your energies inside. It's going to make you feel abundant, and then the abundance is going to appear on the outside. The help that you need will become available, all by changing the energies within. Oh, look at this reading. I want your reading. This is the Queen of Pentacles. The Queen of Pentacles is about nurturing yourself, nourishing the beauty who you are, the ability to make anything more beautiful. Keep affirming, I live a beautiful life and all of my needs are met in the right timing with the right people. You will get the advice you need. And then number three is, oh, my gosh, your ships come in. This is the Three of Wands. It's a time now to be optimistic. Okay, so this reading truly tells me that you change the energies are within and saying my needs are always met and you show me how, God, the opportunities and the connections, and then your energy will bring them to you. So I hope that's been helpful, Annette.
Oh, it has, hon. And I appreciate your reading.
You're welcome. Have a blessed, beautiful birthday yourself. Take care.
Okay, hon. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. 415, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Who's calling in?
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm good. I just had a really quick question because I know you guys you have a lot of calls today.
Yes.
I've been around in this merry-go-round, we'll say, with my father for the last couple of months. And things have gotten better over the last month, as in I've just been not dealing with him. I've been avoiding him and ignoring him. But lately, he's been wanting to, I guess, develop a relationship again or something. And when I walk into a room, he'll give me, like, a dirty look and then say, like, hello in kind of a sarcastic or a judgmental way or something. Because the last time we got in a fight, it was decided that our relationship was over. And I really meant that because we've been going through this for many, many years. So my question is, I have been saying hi to him back, but I really don't want to. I feel like that's like dishonoring myself. I don't want to deal with him anymore. That's it. But if I say to him, hey, we decided our relationship is over and I'm tired of going around about like this, because he's abusive, he'll get angry at me and then he'll start yelling at me that I'm living in his house and that I should get out and all of this thing again. So I'm not really sure how to deal with this. And I wanted to see what the angels had to say because I feel like I've gone through all the different options that I've had. I've done forgiveness, all this stuff.
Okay. One of the things that you can do, and it's well with, because we can't control anybody else, and from a higher perspective, you have been put there to deal with or to come to terms with this relationship. It's interesting from a higher perspective why we draw certain things to ourselves. So it's very important that every evening you need to quiet yourself down, and then you need to... The reason he's doing this is because there's either sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, unforgiveness. It's from his paradigm that he is hurt, purity inside of him. And so all that you can do, Jessica, is every night is just send him green healing light. Call in Archangel Raphael. See him bathed. I mean bathed in that emerald light of healing. And then throw at him cotton candy, waves of bubblegum pink, unconditional love, and see it, see him just, you know, surrounded in oceans of pink love. Call him Archangel Chamuel, C-H-A-M-U-E-L, he who is the love of God and just bathe him in this. This will, you're not doing this to change him. You're doing this for another divine soul, just to send him. And this is within your control. And to know that if you get upset in any way because you, from your father's actions, it is because you're expecting a different expectation and you're attached to that. So, and the more you let go of that, then the more something will open up for you to move on. Let's go to the cards now. Oh, there's the magician card, the alchemist. Aha, aha, I knew it was going to come out. You are the alchemist. Change the energy.
Well,
you'll change your reality. Send him the green healing light and the pink. Next card that comes out is the Knight of Pentacles. The Knight of Pentacles. This is, you know, it's getting down to the tin tacks of it. Change your energy, change your reality. I mean, I've had lots of, and then it's a choice. It's a choice, the Two of Swords. It's a choice that you and you alone can make. I've had lots of people who are, you know, spiritual teachers, advisors, said that they've done a lot of forgiveness work, and still they're letting things in their life trigger them.
Well, so when he says something like that, when I walk into the room and I don't want to say hi to him anymore, what am I supposed to say? That's what
there
I
is
feel
no,
like.
There is no supposed to. In that moment, you understand that you chose him to be exactly this way to see if you're going to be triggered. And you bless him for exactly where he chooses to be and release it. Because it's not doing your immune system.
I want to be able to tell him, like, I'm not doing this anymore. I've been appeasing him my whole life. So
right.
I'm going to take the emotion out of it and just say, we're not doing that anymore. But
if you feel called to do that, that's your heart telling you to step forward and to do that. I'm going to take the next caller now, Jessica. I hope that's been helpful. I know that many clients who have done the green healing light and the unconditional love, it's amazing how that has softened, you know, the party that they've done it for. Have an absolutely blessed day.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Only got about 2 minutes left. I do want to say that 631909, you will go into the draw. 484949, you will go into the draw, as will 719-225-904-674-615-768 and 740251. You will all go into the draw for Angel Healing House Radio, and I will be announcing that winner, that random caller, on my next program. But that just about wraps up our show for this evening. Evening might be for you, morning for me. So thank you to all my callers and listeners for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to this archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Now, don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from myself and the Posse of Angels, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. To purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative session with me, intuitive counseling, Reiki healing, either in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally using phone and Skype, you can call Angel Healing House at 831-277-3716. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to all. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out, each and every one of you, and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and, like always, angel blessings. Take care of yourself. Bye.